Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
Hey! From New York, Reverend Al, just getting in from Washington, D.C., I guess. Yeah. Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And we all watched last night as the president gave the State of the Union address, and I thought that it was a very, very good example of a man who had been defeated, his party defeated at the polls in the midterm, but he was the picture of resilience last night. He set the agenda. He said we must deal with minimum wage, community colleges, child care, voting. I was so happy that Ms. Amelia Boynton was there, 103 years old, who had gotten beat on the Edmund Pettus Bridge and was largely responsible for the drama that led to the Voting Rights Act that made the president possible. And as he challenged them, even brought up Ferguson and feeling of harassment, I think that it is clear that this president is not bowing to the defeat of the midterm elections. He's going to set the agenda. He's threatened right there to deal with vetoes. But most important, he says, I'm going to fight to bring fairness to the tax code. The rich must pay more, and we must give tax credits to middle class and poor people. I thought it was a great speech. He went back to his original themes of 2004 about One America. And as I said on the host panel last night on MSNBC, for him to say that we should rise above this now is even more powerful than 04, because the world has seen him subjected to such unfairness, and he's been managing like we've always done in our history to rise above the pain and reach for our collective gain. We saw that last night front and center with the President of the United States.
Yeah. Sib? Rev is on his way to Oxford.
Oh, excuse me. Cheerio. He's
put your hands together for the Reverend.
Alfred Sharpton. You're speaking at Oxford in London.
Is this your first time in
there? No. I'm speaking there Friday night. No, the first time I went to London was around 1980. I was with James Brown. You know, I was like his son. He took me to England. He was playing Hammersmith Odeon. So his road manager was out, so he told me, Reverend, go get my balance of my money. So I went and saw the man that ran the Hammersmith Odeon. I said, I'll come to get the rest of Mr. Brown's money, and he gave
this
me
this is before he goes on.
He won't go on without his money. And so I came back to the dressing room. He's combing his hair in the mirror. And he says, you got the money, Reverend? I said, yes. He said, what do you got? I said, I got 40,000 pounds. You got what? I said, I got 40,000 pounds. He said, Reverend, where did you go to school? I said, I went to Brooklyn College in Brooklyn, New York. Did you learn dollars or pounds? He said, Reverend, you don't want no pounds. They'll devalue that before we get to the airport. Go back in there and get my money. Get American cash. So I went back. I said, I got to have American cash, sir. Where am I going to get American cash? So I said, sir, I don't know, but I brought the man in his dressing room. And I said, Mr. Brown, the man wants to explain to you, he can't get it this time of night. He said, Mr. Brown, he said, sir, you going to give me American cash or you going to sing Get on the Good Foot tonight? The man went somewhere, opened up his safe, brought me back American cash. Then all of the rest of my trip to England, Jay Brown said, Reverend, what did I tell you? Mind your business. Quit making excuses for folks. So I learned from that day, Sybil. Don't make excuses. Keep your mind on your demands and just hold on.
Okay.
Handle your business.
Learned that lesson well.
I learned it well. Don't back up. Demand what you come for.
James Brown. All right, Reverend Al.
Safe travels, Reverend.
Take care.